you pretty scratchy if that was you. I think it was you in 4DJC.
Well, give me just a second. Hey, 4HKX. 4HKX. That better, Jerry?
That's good, Dan. I can barely make you call that the first time. You're real scratchy, but sound great again there. How you doing today?
Not too good. I've done something to my back yesterday and woke up this morning, could barely move.
I've had that before. The only thing that helped me was just to lie down, put a cold pack on my lower back. That's where it is, put a cold pack on my lower back and just lie down. Heat never helped mine, Patrick, for some reason or other. It was right there kind of at the base of my spine, and I had trouble with my neck years ago and had to have a disc replaced in my neck, but I did something to my back. I lifted something too heavy. I was unloading some tired equipment at a plant in Spartanburg with a technician, and it was just a little bit too heavy for me, and something didn't feel right then, and I have trouble with mine off and on ever since then, I guess. I could just get out of the car wrong sometimes and adapt to it.
I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's not my lower back. It's on the left side in the middle of my back.
Yeah, that sounds like it twisted something up a little further. I had a friend of mine had it happen to her. She twisted around, she picked something up and twisted around and did something to her back. I think it just finally, she got rested up, and I think she did a little therapy and she was fine, but she picked up something real heavy she had no business picking up. But she got poor, she was fine. It took her a few days of it, scared her, I think, when she did it, because she thought she might have ruptured her disc or something, but, she didn't lose any feeling or anything like that, so that wasn't what it was. But the doctor said, just take it easy and don't do that anymore.
I've had problems with my lower back in previous years from working on cars and trucks. And just jumping off those and twisting and turning. I don't know what I done yesterday, but it sure let me know it this morning.
Keep stretched out and rest it up real well and take whatever you need to take to ease it up a little bit. But like I said, I tried heat on mine. Heat never worked for me. And all that helped mine was one of those cold packs and taking a little Tylenol. I never took any aspirin, taking a little Tylenol or something like that. It helped it a little bit, but the only thing that helped me out was a little bit of time and just laying flat on my back keep that cold pack on my back for about 15 minutes, put a towel between it, make sure it didn't give me frostbite, and get it off and just take it awful easy. Mine, when I get up, I can barely get up out of a chair. My first does that, and then it gradually eases up. Usually takes me. I have gotten better in a day, but sometimes it takes me a couple of days to get over it when I do it. But I don't have any idea what's. I've never had an MRI or anything like that down that far along my spine, so I don't know whether something messed up back there or not. But it doesn't bother me. Otherwise, it didn't bother me at all. But I can. Twist wrong while getting out of the car or getting up or getting out of bed and twist wrong and I can tell you as soon as I do.
Jerry, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I think my wife just walked through for going with lunch, so I'm going to say 7-3s here. You be careful out there. KO4HKX. Clear on your final.
Patrick, you take it easy. Rest up. Hope you get the feeling better, young man. KO4DJC clear.